बाबा ने कहा आज
बाप दादा
जाओ ना चेक चेक करो ना पर ऐसे थोड़ी आना चाहिए ठीक आना चाहिए नहीं चल रहा है यहाँ नहीं चल रहा
देख रहे थे
Today, Bap Dada is seeing all his children of this land as well as of other lands. Whether they are in Madhuban, in their corporeal form, whether they are in their service places but are here in their angelic forms.
मुझे
क्या मालूम देखते हैं पहले टेस्टिंग नहीं की क्या I'm unable to hear, there is some defect.
father was observing as to how much percentage of faith the children have. Because faith is the foundation which leads to perfection in Brahmin life.
Our foundation must be there.
And if the foundation is strong, sorry, I have missed one line. It wasn't very clear. Now it's coming clearly. So I'll continue from now onwards. So Bap Dada was observing that even faith was of different types. Accurate faith is that I belong to Supreme Father.
Atam Swarupame Janana.
To establish, to stabilize the self in soul consciousness and to move along with that consciousness that I am a soul, and also to recognize the Father as He is, to know Him in His accurate form. This is the true type of faith. The second type of faith. Second type of faith is to experience peace through yoga for a short time. And also because the atmosphere around is peaceful and powerful, that too attracts the soul.
Brahman Parivar Brahman Atma.
Love coming from the Brahmin souls in the Brahmin family, or the purity in their life, attracts the soul, and that has its impact, which leads to the faith. Their company is light. Contrast to the atmosphere of the world, the company of Brahmins is liked a great deal. Even knowledge is liked. The family is liked. The atmosphere is also liked.
A
So, because all that is liked, on the basis of such a foundation, they continue to move forward. This is the second type of faith. The first type of faith Baba mentioned earlier, it was the accurate faith, the true faith, based on soul consciousness and God consciousness. And the second type of faith is faith based on special likings. Then, the third type of faith.
Is it okay now? Is it okay?
Yes, it was a mistake.
Yeah. Then the third type of faith. Faith is based on the difference one feels when he comes to the center because of his unhappy situation in family life. There is frustration, and therefore when he comes to the center, he likes the peaceful atmosphere there. He does not go into the depth of gyan, but because he gets some attainment of peace. Sometimes he comes to the center, but sometimes he doesn't even come. However, the true faith
Vijayote.
If it is there in the intellect, then that leads to victory. And it has been observed that all those who come into Gyan at the beginning. It is because they are frustrated with peacelessness and they have a deep desire to experience peace. So just as a thirsty soul, if it gets even one drop of water, then he considers it to be a big thing, a great thing. Therefore, to attain something after having had nothing before, whether having attained knowledge or some experience of peace or seeing the difference in the love experienced from the Brahmin family, then at the beginning, when he comes into Gyan, there is great zeal and enthusiasm in him. He has a lot of intoxication too. He has a lot of happiness in him too. However, as he moves along, it is the second type of faith or the third type of faith, which means the first type, which means that the first type of faith is not strong in him, then gradually, the joy which he had at the beginning or the intoxication which he had at the beginning is no longer continues. There is a difference. So in this season, as many new ones have come, and they have also got a chance to come, it is good. Bap dada. is also very happy when he sees new children.
Did you ever say
that? They have come back to their own family. However, you have to check. Whether the foundation of your faith is strong or not, because the one who has the faith, that his faith is number one. The first type of faith, or the second type of faith, then that, and the sign of that is, which should be checked according to the signs mentioned. If it is of the first and second type of faith, then that one will not find it difficult to inculcate purity in life. If there is some weakness in purity, which then creates upheavals of fluctuation, or maybe it comes in the dreams, then
number one foundation,
it means that it is not the first type of faith. The foundation of faith is weak because the very nature of the soul is purity. Impurity is not its own religion, but purity is its own religion. So once there is a faith that my religion is purity, then nothing else will be able to shake him.
Kaipache.
many children.
Kathy.
See.
Che pezzi t'ho portato già.
At the beginning, my stage was very good, but now I don't know what has happened. So what happens is that they do not experience the Father in His true form or as He really is. If you ask them, they will say, I'm with the Father. If Baba would ask you, are you with Baba? Is Baba with you? What will you all raise your hand? If you say, Baba is with me, raise your hand. All of you raise your hand, is Baba with you? No? Yes. So, who is Baba? He is with you, that is okay. You raised your hand. And it's very easy to raise the hand. But Baba is with you, then the first praise of Baba which you always sing is, which is it? What is Baba? Which is the first praise you give to Baba? What is he? He's almighty, he's ocean of knowledge, ocean of purity, ocean of peace. What else? He is almighty, all powerful. You all believe in this? Or do you just know about it? Do you all experience it too? Do you just know about it or you also experience it? Do you believe in it? Do all of you believe in it? Now, if Baba is almighty and he is with you, then can impurity come in front of the Almighty Father? Can impurity come? It cannot come, can it? But it does come, doesn't it? Then from where does it come? Do you leave any space vacant? You know, thieves, when they want to enter a house, they find their own way in. which is not the normal door, but they very hidingly come in. So find out whether you don't have a door somewhere from where Maya comes. If you say you don't have, then from where does Maya come? You may say it comes from above. Okay, even if it comes from above, but it should be finished above itself. Is there some hidden door of which you are not yet aware, and it enters through that door? Therefore, check. So check and find out if Maya has not created a hidden door of which you are not aware. And you know how Maya creates its own gateways? Do you know? How Maya creates its gateways? Actually, your own weak nature, a weak sanskar, which you have in you, that paves the way for Maya to enter, and it enters through that gate. Why? Because if someone has some or the other weak nature or sanskar, then however much you may try to close those gates, but because of that weakness, which is like a gate, Maya comes to know about it immediately. It is also all-knower, and it knows that this is the weak part, and it can enter through this gate, and it does find its way in too. As you move along, impurity comes in the form of impure thoughts, impure words, and also actions. So it means that the gate is open, is it not? This is why Maya came. Then how can you say that you are with Baba? Though you say it in words that the Almighty Father is with me, I'm in the company of the Almighty Father, then if it's so, then from where does the weakness come? From where does the weakness come? Can weakness remain? Can weakness remain? Why does it remain then? It may be any type of vice. For example, it could be greed. Greed is not merely of food. Many think that I have no greed at all because I'm not very attracted towards very good delicious food or very good clothes. No, whatever is served, that I eat. Whatever I get, that I wear. So I don't have greed in me. But as you move along, Maya brings greed in a very subtle and royal form in you. What is that royal form of greed? Whether one is a student or a teacher. The royal form of greed can come in both.
Maya. Learning.
Maya tries to its fullest extent. It uses all its strength to bring the royal form of greed in them. For example, if one is a student, he may have very good faith in him, he's very serviceable, and he has all the good qualifications, he's good in everything. Yet, when he moves forward, the royal greed comes that I do a great deal. I help in every way through my body, my mind, my wealth. I help in every way. And whenever it's needed, I'm always of help in service. But still, why is my name never mentioned by the teacher? Why doesn't the teacher say, this student is very good? Okay, maybe this type of thought may not come in the mind, but the other form comes. And what is that? Maybe there is no desire. Maybe even if a teacher takes his name, on hearing his name being mentioned by the teacher often, then the ego comes. I do it. I am responsible. Only I can do it. That ego, the Maya comes in the form of ego. Or if he has really done very good service and maybe nobody even greeted him. No one even asked him if he wanted a glass of water. Nobody even looked at him. And everyone was busy in his or her own work. They didn't even bother to know whether he did anything or not. And then, what happens? The thought comes, I did so much and nobody even bothered to ask me what I did. So actually what the one does, whether one does or not does, he will say, it makes no difference if I do or if I don't do, because nobody bothers if I do. And really nobody praises if I do. So it's better not to do, I can just enjoy myself. So, Maya comes in the form of different vices. It is the royal form of Maya. Then, even if one vice comes, it may not be greed, but it may be only ego, or it may be in the form of a subtle desire that I should get respect. Then wherever one vice comes, there the other four vices also enter in an incognito form, because they are hidden and they come along with that one. And you give chance to one to enter, then those four which are in a hidden form with that one, they too come in a very subtle way and they take their chance too. And then you say that I don't have the same type of intoxication as I had before. First my stage was very good. Now I don't know what has happened to me. I don't know what has happened. Actually, it is that Maya came through that thief's door. So don't say that I don't know what has happened. This is what has happened. And the teachers also think, it's not just the students, but teachers too. What do the teachers need? They want a good center. Never mind if they don't have good clothes, but they should have a good center, an attractive center, a royal center, and also the service companions should be good, the students should be good, and Baba's bhandari box should be always full. If a good student is transferred, then the little bit of sorrow of this student has to go. And then, what to do? He was so helpful, but he went away. he was, but who is helpful? Was it that student who was helpful, or was it Baba who was helpful? At that time, whom do you think to be helpful, Baba or that student? So, royal Maya. Comes and tries to shake the foundation. If you have the faith that the Almighty Father is with me, then Baba will make someone or the other instrumental for the task. I should get a chance. This desire should not come in you. At least I should get one chance at least to go to the conference, at least to conduct Raj Yoga camp. Maybe I'm not worthy for giving a speech in a big conference, but can I not do little service too? What if destruction takes place, and what if I'm not able to do any type of service before destruction? Should not I be also given a chance? But Bab Dada has told you earlier as well that if someone gets a chance to speak on the stage, and he is capable, he does get a chance, then he should do it willingly. But to think that I should get a chance is also to beg. I want this, I want this. This asking is a royal form of begging. Whether one is a student or a teacher. But I should have this, I should get this. This is a royal form of Maya. There are some who say, nobody recognizes me. Even the dadis don't recognize me. Those who come first, they get everything. But nobody knows me. So all these type of thoughts, they also lead to the royal form of asking or begging. In the previous Murli, Baba had mentioned that if someone does come on the stage and because of your speciality, you are given a chance to come on the stage, even though your yoga may not be very good, you may not be following all the principles too, but because you are intelligent and you can understand knowledge very well and you are able to give a fluent speech, you have sweetness in your voice, you have clarity in your words, then and you are given a chance and there may be another one who does not have that much clarity as you have, and then the other one may think that why am I not given a chance, because everyone has its own specialty. There are some who can give very good speeches, they are able to relate stories, they are able to narrate incidents, they are able to have speak very interesting words, very spicy things they are able to tell, which attracts people. And then what happens is that they are invited. Who should be invited? So and so should be invited. Even if that one doesn't wake up from Ritvela, is not a good yogi, she's weak in yoga, but still she's invited. And let Baba tell you that these things are not going to give your final number. What will your final number be based on? Your final number will not be based on whether how many speeches so and so gave, or how many students so and so created, how many centers so and so established. No, but it will be based on how many souls you made worthy souls. To create new centers is not a big thing, but to create worthy souls, that is important. If you have got a name that so and so is in charge of 30 centers, and out of those 30 centers, 15 centers are not having a strong foundation, and just 15 are okay, then what is it? What is the use? It's just a name that it's just a name that so and so is in charge of 30 centers. But number is not based on this thing. In the final number, everything will depend on how much happiness you gave to souls, how much peaceful and powerful you remained yourself. The number will be based on that. This is why I want this, I want that should be finished. Otherwise you will not be able to do good yoga. Whole day you will be thinking, so and so got this but I did not get it. So since this thing happened but I was not invited. This service took place but I was not invited. Somewhere this thing happened yesterday and today but I was not told. So what will happen? You'll be just counting these things instead of doing yoga. So the most important thing is you have to make the foundation of faith strong. The real type of faith should be made strong. Though you may say, I am a soul, but that's only for namesake. And you may say, Baba is almighty authority. But in practical form, where actions are concerned, in that you do not bring into practice what you are having the consciousness of. Because if Baba is almighty authority, then what should I be? If Maya is trying to shake me, then who will believe that you are the child of the Almighty Father, or you are with the Almighty Father? Because there's no one higher than the Almighty Father. Is there anyone? Today, Bapdada was observing to what extent the foundation of your faith is strong, whether the new ones have come or whether there are the old ones. But you have to strengthen the foundation of faith in a practical way and make use of it at the right time. When the time passes, then you come in front of Papa and confess to Baba. You say, Baba, what to do? It happened. Baba, you are merciful, aren't you? Have mercy on me. What is this? This is also a royal form of repentance. If Baba is with you, then no one can dare to shake the foundation of your faith, because the meaning of faith is victory. Faith leads to victory. If something does come in the way in the form of some karmic accounts to be settled, still you should not allow your mind to shake. Don't allow your stage to shake. Okay, that obstacle may come. Even if it comes in a second, you should be able to finish it even from a distance. Now you should not become warriors. There are many who are not constant yogis yet. They are yogis for some time, but for the rest of the time they are warriors battling all the time, battling most of the time. So what do you call yourselves? Do you call yourselves soldiers, warriors, or do you call yourselves yogis? You call yourselves easy yogis, don't you? So all the new ones who have come, to them Bapdada congratulates them for having taken their fortune once again. But along with congratulations, you also need to check whether the foundation is of the first type or of the second type. There are many who say that I like knowledge and yoga very much. Knowledge is very good. If you ask them, is knowledge good? They say, very good. Do you use knowledge in life? They say, yes. they say
karam milati.
They say knowledge is very good, but then if you ask them whether they use knowledge in life, then there is a question in them. Because knowledge is not just saying soul, God, drama, karma, philosophy. That's not knowledge. That's not knowledge. Knowledge actually means understanding, sensible. So a sensible one will be sensible at every occasion, and with that sense he will perform actions and get success. Many sorrows come in life, then at that time what do you think? You say, I don't know why I did not understand this at that time. Don't you say this? So if you are sensible, are you sensible? Are you knowledgeable? Are you knowledgeable? Say yes or no. You said yes very well. The sign of being sensible is that one will never, never be deceived. This is also the sign of a knowledgeable soul. And what is the sign of a yogi soul? That his intellect will always be clean and clear. It will be clean as well as clear. A yogi will never say, I don't know, I don't know. Because his intellect will always be clear. And the one who's an embodiment of inculcations, his sign is that not only will he be double light all the time, however many responsibilities he may have, but he will also make others light. Let it be anything in front of him, whether it's a big mela, whether there is a great confusion going on around, but he will be double light in everything. And the sign of a server, a sevadhari, is that he will always consider himself to be an instrument and act in a very humble way all the time. Therefore, check all these things in you. If you are asked, all of you say that in all the four subjects, I am the godly student. Of all these four subjects, I am the godly student. So you are the godly student of all the four subjects. Yes, but the signs should be visible in you of all the four subjects. So what will the new ones do? You have to strengthen your faith more. Otherwise, what happens is that after 2 years or 3 years, as you move along, you may be attracted to the old world once again. And then those who go back to the old world, they, even in that old world, are not able to set themselves properly. So they neither are of this world, nor can they set themselves in that old world once again. This is why you have to make your foundation of faith very, very strong. You have to experience that the Almighty Father is with me. Just keep even one thing in mind, and if you experience that, you will pass in everything else. Someone who works for the Prime Minister or any minister, he too has so much intoxication. But this one is the Almighty Father, not just an ordinary VIP. Okay, all those who have come for the first time, raise your hand. In this kalpa, who have come for the first time, raise your hand. Yeah. Welcome, welcome. And may you be always happy, may you be eternal, may you be imperishable. Many teachers also come. How many chances do you get to come in to Madhuban in 1 year? And they all say only one chance. Well, 12 months cannot be changed to 13 months, can it? Bhap Dada wishes that teachers should get refreshed to such an extent that they become so powerful so that every center, wherever the teachers go, there not even one soul should remain weak.
That we can seva kendra,
the service centers which are free of obstacles will get the marks. Bhap Dada isn't happy when he is told that in this zone there are 1,000 centers, there are thousands of Gita Pathshalas. Bhap Dada isn't happy on hearing that, but Bhap Dada is happy on hearing that in this zone or so and so zone there are no obstacles, no complaints. Because if there is some obstacle or some problem somewhere in any zone and the teacher is though trying hard, still the atmosphere is not becoming strong, then will that be called service? Is it service or is it confusion? Why did you come to Baba? Why did you become Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari? Why? For entering into quarrels or getting more confused? No. If you want quarrels and obstacles and disputes, then there is a lot of place for lot of place in the world. Baba can give you an address where you can go to experience all these things. But if you have become Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, it means to celebrate the meeting with the Father, not to experience confusion. Now that all of you have come, for what purpose have you come? Have you come here to experience confusion? No, you have come here to celebrate a meeting, is it not? And you are enjoying this, aren't you? Therefore, let it be any student or any teacher. Otherwise, actually all our students, even the teachers are students, never create any type of problems or confusions. To create a confusion, obstacle, problem, is this all one word, jamila. And if such thing is created, then Bhakti Dada does not like to continue, because he does not like to speak anything about what will be the result if that is created. This is why today's special lesson for everyone, whether you are a teacher, whether it's Madhuvan Nivasis or the different places in Mount Abu, or maybe your centers and sub-centers in your zones. To all of you, those who call yourselves Brahmins, if you call yourselves Brahmins, then you will have to follow this. Otherwise, you can call yourself Kshatriyas, the warriors. Don't spoil the name of the word Brahmin, because Brahmin means a victorious one. But if you create any type of obstacle or confusion or a problem, then you will be called a Kshatriya, a warrior, not a Brahmin. So what promise will you make today? Today, in my thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships, I will become free of problems myself and make everyone free of problems too. There should not be confusion, obstacles, problems around you. Check every day. There shouldn't even be the confusion or waste thoughts in you. Maybe you maybe no one else you are concerned with, you're not creating an obstacle for someone else. But if you have waste thoughts in your own mind and you create confusion in your mind too, then even that is wrong. So what will you do? Will you make a promise? Will you make a determined thought? Jhamela mukta, that's the word. Jhamela includes many things. Confusion, obstacle, problem, all the negative things. Too much sound, too much noise, too much, And Baba says those at the back, their voice was louder. And they clap. So we will become jhamela mukta, free of jhamela. Why Baba is saying this? Because the diamond jubilee is coming. Actually, it's like the word rhyming with mela. So mela means meeting, and jhamela means in those laukik melas, how there is so much confusion, too much noise, too much speaking, all that. So Baba is saying in this time in Jubilee year, what do you want? Do you want jhamela? No. In the diamond Jubilee year, you have to become a diamond. If amidst many diamonds, a few diamonds are those which create problems, then will you like those diamonds? So, the easy method for becoming a flawless diamond, for that you need not even work very hard. Just make a promise that you will become jhamela mukta, and the easiest method for that is you have to first of all make yourself free from jhamela, too much confusion in your own mind. Don't worry about others. Don't bother much about others. This one is no good. That one is no good. This service companion is no good. And this circumstance was not very cooperative. So don't give complaints. Don't see anyone else. Just see yourself. And make sure that you make your own self jhamela mukt first, free of jhamela. Wherever there is jhamela around at that time, there you make your mind and intellect free of that jhamela. You may think that let this jhamela finish, let this problem finish, then everything will be all right for me. The service in my center will grow, my stage will become better. But these jhamelas they are like big rocks. Do you want to break your head against big rocks? Will they move? You will have to move back. The rocks won't move. Or with your flying stage, just go above those rocks or mountains. Then even these big, huge mountains of obstacles will be felt easy to overcome. I have to become. Right from Amrit Vela, you have to make a determined thought to yourself that I have to become jhamela mukta, free from all jhamelas, all confusion, problems, obstacles, quarrels, disputes, anything. I have to be free. this world is full of jhamela anyway, and these jhamelas will come in front of you. This world of yours, Baba saying, this world of yours is full of jhamelas, but as this is a world, your world of jhamelas, it will come. You mean that you won't go to the outside world to give your test, but your tests will come in the centers. Baba's talking to the teachers, will come in the centers. So you have to face the tests there also, but don't allow the problems to enter. You have to become jhamela mukta, free of all jhamelas. Is it possible to become free of all jhamelas? Is it possible? Or when you go back to your center or your Laukik home, you will start saying once again, Baba, this problem, that problem. Hope you won't say that. As Baba has said, that you have to make your mind and intellect detached above this old world and all the things of this old world. You have taken off the anchor of the ship of your life from this old world, haven't you? Hope it's still not tied to the old world. Has your anchor been removed? The anchor of the ship of your life, has it been removed? You must have heard of a story. The story was that if someone is ignorant of something, even that is to be in darkness. To be ignorant of something, to not know something, is also being in darkness. So do not remain in darkness. You should do a thorough checking. Then Baba will see. Who goes number one in being jhamela mukta? Which center, whether it's Madhuban or any other center, who becomes jhamela mukta first? Even those of Madhuban have to become. It's not only the groups which have come from centers. Madhuban Nivasis are sitting downstairs. All those Madhuban Nivasis sitting in Madhuban, sitting here, raise your hand. They are here also. So whether you are sitting here or whether you are sitting downstairs, but you are still in front of Bab Dada. You are watching Baba on the TV and Bab Dada is watching you in front of him. So, so all those of Madhuban or all of this land or of other lands, everyone has to aim for claiming number one in becoming Jhamela Mukta. Then Diamond Jubilee can be celebrated in a very grand way. At the moment, Bab Dada is little bit concerned. Should Baba tell you what is he concerned about? He is concerned that and wonders whether everyone will become Jhamela Mukt. But Bab Dada has a determined thought too. But Bab Dada, this thought is not right, is it not? To show concern whether the children will become Jhamela Mukta or not. Is it right for Baba to be concerned in this way? Baba should have faith on the children, shouldn't he? But still, he's a little bit concerned. That what will these children do? And actually, how much time is left? Just 1 month away from January onwards, the Diamond Jubilee will start. The Diamond Jubilee year. When will you start becoming Jhamela Mukt? Will it be at the beginning of the Diamond Jubilee year or in the middle of the Diamond Jubilee year? Tell me. Give your suggestion. Will you become free from all Jhamelas at the very beginning of the Diamond Jubilee year, or will you become free at the end of the Diamond Jubilee year? What will you become? They are saying at the beginning. Will you be free at the beginning itself? And someone says, from now onwards itself. Baba says, from now onwards, very good. Those who think that they need some time for it, it cannot be done so quickly. They have had the sanskar for 63 births, and how can they finish it in 1 month? Will it finish? It's difficult. No, it's not difficult. Do you need a lot of time? 2 months, 6 months? What do you think? Those who think that they need some time, raise your hand. Only one person maybe raised his hand, and Baba is saying, only one person? Somebody else also raising. So two raised their hand. And even among the mothers, anyone raised their hand? Do you need more time to become Jhamela Mukt? Do you need time? No? They are saying no. Are you saying no or are you raising your hand? Those two who raised their hand, they should stand up. It's just you are speaking the truth. You are honest. Now more are standing. You need some time to become free of Jhamelas. their photograph should be taken. Baba will give them time. Take their photograph. Baba will give you time. Look at Rameshwar, he's bringing his camera. Baba is saying, don't get frightened. Anybody else who wants to stand up? Those who stood up, they should write on a slip of paper their name and their center from where you are. Well, your photograph has been taken, but from where you are, what your name is, which center you belong to, that you should write on your on a piece of paper. And where will you give? To Shantamani, Dadi. To Shantamani. The never mind. You spoke the truth. And then things will happen quickly. So write your name on a slip of paper and give to Shantamani Dadi. You know who Shantamani Dadi is? The Baba is telling her, stand up. That this is Dadi Shantamani. You have to give the slip of paper to her. But what about the rest? If all of you say that we will become Jhamela Mukt, then these few who have stood up, they are like your tail and they will follow you. So Baba saying, where will they go? If so many of you say that you are Jhamela Mukt, then these few who stood up, they are like your tail and they'll have to follow you wherever you will go. They can't be on their own. So, okay, have you learned the lesson well? What do you have to become? Jhamela Mukt. Where is that postwali, the one who reads letters? Ishuben. Baba Singh, where is she? She's sitting in the cabin. Sound cabin. Baba's telling her, come in the front. Because she is the one who gets all the letters. Baba is calling her on the stage. She She is Baba's confidential secretary too.
Acha. Itne paas post aati.
You know, she gets all the letters Baba is saying. So after 1 month, no such letters should come to you. The letters which are filled with problems, letters filled with problems should not come to you. If they come, then you tell Bab Dada. Okay? Baba should do things completely, no? He should complete everything. You know Ishuben? Because everybody has worked with her. She is the treasurer of Madhuban. She is Baba's confidential secretary. And she is instrumental for writing all the accounts. So you create your fortune by putting in Baba's box, and that is all handed over to her, and she takes care of Baba's box. What do double foreigners say? Obstacle free, Jamila Mukt. All Jamila Mukt, yes. All say Jamila Mukt. Yes. You are laughing now. First you were very serious, Frederick. Now you are smiling. Frederick, Baba's looking at you. You're very serious, but now you're smiling. Good. You have changed. You have changed a great deal. There are so many zones. Okay, they can raise their hand, different zones. Delhi zone is the largest zone. Delhi zone. Raise your hand, Delhi. Delhi, raise your hand. Delhi zone, Gujarat. Gujarat, raise your hand. This is all Gujarat. They, you know, these brothers and sisters with these long straps. They went on a procession in Gujarat. Education procession. Third, indoor zone. Indoor zone. Tamil Nadu, Kerala. Tamil Nadu, Kerala. Kerala, raise your hand. Tamil Nadu, are they able to understand without headphones? They're able to understand? Someone is saying they are given headphones. They have brought their own headphones. So this time it's FM radio for everyone, all translations. Karnataka. Karnataka less comparatively. 150. Who else? Rajasthan. Agra. We have come from Agra,
Bombay.
Bombay sitting together.
Majority khatte baithe.
We are mostly sitting together, all those of Bombay.
Achha, sabhi zone.
All the zones. Whether it's Delhi, Gujarat, or Tamil Nadu, whoever.
Bap Dada
saw that everyone has great enthusiasm for Diamond Jubilee. And everyone thinks that
Diamond Jubilee ki sthapna nirvighin
that it's 60 years which have passed since the beginning of the yajna, and it will continue in this way for 60 years. So much in 60 years so much expansion has taken place, but this institution should continue, and not because of some problems lead to bifurcations. This also is a big glory, a big thing for the whole world, because for 60 years the institution has remained one, and it is only one, no bifurcations. Usually what happens to that institution, very soon bifurcations start. So that's why Baba is saying this, that this is the glory of this institution, that even in spite of 60 years having passed, this Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University is one whole institution, and it is up to a very big task of world transformation. 60 years is no less time, but for the world it is something like impossible. But you know that it's God's task, and therefore it is imperishable, unshakable, stable. Therefore, the glory of the institution is that every Brahmin's is the glory of every Brahmin soul. The glory of the institution is the glory of every Brahmin soul. And you can say with intoxication, each one of you can say with intoxication, that it is the Diamond Jubilee year of our institution, of our spiritual endeavors, spiritual task, because people in the world think that when the main guru or the founder, when he dies, then that institution no longer remains the same. There are many bifurcations, many divisions, but here, even after Brahma Baba left the body, it is all one. And you also know that it wasn't Brahma Baba alone, but it was the imperishable Father who worked through Brahma Baba. So it is that Father who is working here. Therefore, the Diamond Jubilee is a sign of the success of this great task. In this, whether one is a youth or one is a householder, everyone has to become a diamond, and prepare a rosary of diamonds if you are free of obstacles yourself and are an elevated diamond, then you will make others also like you. All the young ones, the youth from 18 age onwards, raise your hand till the age of 40, that's called youth, 35 maybe, the youth. So majority, it is seen whether in Bharat or in other countries, all the new ones who come, majority of them are the young ones. But for the youth group to come to Baba, it is definitely a great glory for the institution. It's a great reputation, a glory for the institution. Why? Because the government has failed in uplifting the youth. It says we don't have the strength. But you of the youth group should do such wonders that you glorify the Father's name through your actions, through your behavior, through your transformation in life. It should be visible in you. Therefore, each youth has to make himself what? What have you to make yourself? You have to make yourself a divine mirror. What is seen in the mirror? One's face is seen in the mirror. So from your face others
Frishta.
Should see an angel or an embodiment of divine virtues, divine values, so what will you become, young, the youth? What will you become? Will you become a mirror? It's good. You give Baba's introduction to so many souls, and when you do service, you accumulate the account of charity. These are of the education wing. You went on a tour, you went to different educational institutions. Baba is talking to that group. But your wing should prove to the government that, in fact, our name, which is World Spiritual University, that is truly a world university, because the government has still not accepted it as world university. So this work is still pending, still waiting to be completed. Therefore make such a plan so that even the government itself tells you that our universities are nothing compared to your university. If there is a university, it is only this. That's what the other university should say. This is it, this is it. Only then those of the education wing will get a prize. At present, there's a battle going on between this institution and the government, because the government is not ready to accept this institution as a spiritual university. So it's, the thing is still going on, but what the truth is will be revealed, won't it? Therefore you have to work a little bit harder. Ultimately you will be victorious. But they are now wandering so much, they should be freed from wandering. Therefore, youth means the divine mirror. Did you understand? Those who are householders, raise your hand. Those who are householders, raise your hand. Yeah, they are also many.
Perfect.
What will the householders do? To the householders, Bab Dada compares with one flower. Which one is that? The lotus flower. They all say lotus flower and they clap their hands. So, so are you, the householders, like a lotus? Are you? Or is it that sometimes you are affected by some evil spirit or maybe some dirt, some impurity? Those who are householders have to those who are householders have to make everyone like a lotus, make it like a pond of lotus flowers around you. That is, make everyone like you, lotus flowers, just as you are lotus flowers, just as lotuses grow in a pond, don't they? And when they are growing in a pond, the pond looks very beautiful. So make everyone like you, a lotus flower. Make it a big pond. Wherever anyone looks, he should see a lotus here, a lotus there, a lotus there. Do you have that much courage? Hey, yes.
Diamond chipli tak banayenge.
Will you do that in the diamond jubilee? You're not saying in 1 month we'll make before the diamond jubilee starts. Baba is not saying it. Do it in 1 month, but Baba is saying, okay, do it in 1 year. Make a pond of lotus flowers. The poor souls, they are so miserable. See their condition. Really, one feels so sorry for them. The conditions of the world. And see yourself. There is such a big contrast. You are free from so many things, so many different types of sorrows and troubles and problems and pains. You are free from so many things. Do you feel that? See the conditions of the people in the world. If you ask anyone in the outside world, how are you? What will he say? He says, oh, everything is in a very bad state. But if somebody would ask you, how are you? You will say, oh, wonderful, is it not? So the world is so desperate, so miserable, And you are happy-hearted. Are you sure? Are you strong in this, or does your happiness reduce sometimes? No, it should not reduce. So who are all of you? The householders, who are you? You are lotus flowers, aren't you? Make this firm in your intellect that we are lotus flowers, detached and loving and loved by the Father. Kumaris, Papdada always praises the Kumaris. Why?
Kumari.
Because
Sadharan Kumari se.
A Kumari. Changes from an ordinary Kumari into a world server Kumari. Where before you came to Baba, you were a Kumari staying inside four walls in your Lokik home. And now you have become a world server. You are becoming, or you have already become one. So Kumaris, do you think that you are so worthy? Are you that much worthy? Or do you want to take up a carry basket? When Baba says basket, it means taking up Lokik jobs and going for Lokik things only, because you have already taken many baskets on your head and that has given you a headache. Now, you Kumaris, what do you want to become? Do you want to become the ones carrying baskets, or do you want to become the ones having a crown on your head? What do you want? You want crown, then will you leave your basket? It is essential to carry a basket. What do the Kumaris think? Your basket, Baba, means Lokik occupation, Lokik responsibility, too much Lokik. So those who think that they have to have a job and there's no other alternative because they are responsible, they raise their hand. They are helpless and they have to have a job because they have to feed their family members. Raise your hand. No one? Is there no one? Then why are you sitting inside four walls in your Lokik homes, when if there's no need for you to take up a lokic job, or you don't have any lokic responsibility, then why are you sitting at home? Why don't you come on the field of service? You like your lokic home, is it? Little home, small home, no botheration, not too many people, just mother, father, and you're getting a lot of love from your parents. And you may think, oh, who knows what will happen at the center, whether I'll be able to adjust myself in the center or not. Whether I'll be able to carry on there or not, I don't know. So this is why I'm happy inside four walls in my lokic home. Is it like that? Do you think like that? At Sangam Yug, the Kumaris get special God's blessings out of all the ages. It's at Sangam Yug that the Kumaris get special blessings from God. If at Sangam Yug if you do not claim the rights to God's blessings, then in the whole Kalpa, when else will you get it? So, at Sangam Yuga, you get God's blessings, God's mercy, and do not renounce this luck which you get at Sangam Yug. Did you understand? Did the Kumaris understand? Do not be afraid. Many Kumaris these days, because they hear some news from here and there, so they are frightened and they think, who knows, I don't know whether I'll be able to adjust in the center or not, I don't know. All the centers are not alike. If something is wrong somewhere, then you can tell your seniors. For that, nobody will have any objection. Even if your teacher objects that you should not tell your seniors, then Bap Dada will give you permission. Well, even before saying, they are clapping. Bap Dada will give you permission that you can write to Baba from anywhere. But Baba was saying earlier that no complaints, no problems, and here Baba is saying if there's anything wrong, you can write to Baba. But the only thing is that Bap Dada does not stop you from writing letters, but Baba says that you write very long letters. Baba does not want you to write Ramayana or Bhagavad stories, scripture stories, but let it be very brief. No need to write long stories. And if long stories are written, then the one who is in charge of reading letters, she also will put your letters aside and not read. And maybe when she'll find time, she'll think of reading. And maybe it will not even reach the seniors, because even they should get time to hear your story. So don't write long letters. Let your letters be short, brief. This is a problem. And you need this type of solution. Then the seniors will clarify it. If they want to know more, they will call you. And on the you'll get a good chance to come to Madhuban. So don't write long letters. Everyone is given the permission to write to Baba. If there is anything which is not right, not going accurately or not happening the right way, you have a right to write to Baba. Don't be afraid. Many get frightened, they are afraid, and because of being afraid, they are losing the fortune of God's blessing on them. Did the Kumaris understand? Neither give trouble to yourself nor give trouble to anyone else. Otherwise it's good. It's because the Kumaris have kept so much courage that all these centers have been opened. If the Kumaris would not have kept the courage, then how would the centers be opened? So you are lucky, aren't you? They call you Didi Ji, Dadi Ji at least. You get a title here itself. Okay. All Madhuban Nivasis as well as other Abu Nivasis, Baba calls them Gita Parshala Vasis. To all of them, Bap Dada wishes to see them equal to the Father as Master Almighty Authorities. Madhuban is the biggest model. Whatever model Madhuban prepares or creates, that everyone wants to see. Those who serve from their hearts, to them Bap Dada congratulates multi-million-fold to those who serve from the heart. Yes, Madhuban Nivasis, they treat you well, don't they? Whether you are staying at Gyan Sarovar or you are staying in Pandav Bhavan, the Madhuban Nivasis treat you well, don't they? They look after you well. also thank and congratulate the ones who treat you well. So congratulations to all of you, to Madhuban Nivasis.
Okay.
To all the elevated, most fortunate souls in all four directions, who have made the bestower of fortune belong to them, to all the worthy children who follow Srimat of the Father instantly on hearing. The children who remain stable, unshakable in service and are free from all jhamela, that is, are jhamela mukt, and celebrate a meeting with the Father, to such elevated souls, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste. Okay, all double foreigners, raise your hand. Yeah, all these are who are preparing the museum. No new ones have come. Any new ones this week or not? Do you have double intoxication, double foreigners? Do you have double intoxication?
Double light, double dasha.
Double light, double intoxication. And double Bap Dada and the families, loving ones, loved by Bap Dada and the family, so loved in a double way, everything double. Baba is telling Dadiji, all whatever zeal and enthusiasm that you had in you when you conveyed the message, that has reached Baba, and Baba will make the plan. Must be Dadiji sent some message to Baba, and Baba says Baba will make the plan, Baba will see, he will through some method make the plan. In Madhuban, or you are so busy in the classes that you don't think of anything else. What do you do? You're not able to hear? In Madhuban,
free time.
Do you get free time?
Yeah,
for gossiping, for talking here and there? Or do you remain busy in classes? Do you get free time? You remain busy in classes, don't you? Do you attend all the classes? Do you attend all the classes? You should attend all the classes. Why? Because in each jewel, Bap Dada has filled one or the other speciality. So whoever may be conducting class, you should attend. It shouldn't be that so and so is giving class and therefore we will all attend. And maybe if it's someone else's class and you don't have much interest and you don't go. No, it should not happen like that. Whoever may be giving class, that one has some or the other speciality. And everyone cannot reach your place, your center. They meet you here itself. So raise your hand, those who have attended all the classes, not missed even one class. Did you attend all the classes? Teachers, you take care of your own duties. Teachers are busy in their jobs. And those, one is to go on an official tour to meet everyone. One is to go on an official tour to meet everyone because there is work, that's another thing. But those who had no work but still did not attend class and just went for a walk without any work, raise your hand. You had no work and still did not attend the class, raise your hand. No one raised their hand. But I think somebody must have. So Baba says, don't do it again. Because whatever classes you get, they are useful for you. They are useful. Now you hear a great deal and therefore you think, oh, you know everything. You have understood everything. But there are some points which are very useful, which can be very useful, and when they are needed, you get to that point. So keep yourself busy in Madhuban, busy in your study. Of course, eat, drink, be merry, that you may do. But that also at the right time. David is also working very hard. You like to come in the front, David? Come in the front.